Daf Yud Beis Omid Aleph. Va'ovlin, Mokum. It's a place. Hachi Kamer Einot Sarch Lo Lechi Velo Kira. Va'hai Kum Dika Amar. That which says nothing. Ahanich Tosefes the Mosifi Beis Shammai Rabbi Elazar Ad Beis Hillokai. It's going on that which Beis Shammai and Rabbi Elazar are adding onto Beis Hillo. V'kami he pachos roichvu ma'arba amos v'he tzarch tikun. How much less than four amos does the width have to be, and it still need to be fixed up? Ad arba'a tvachim until. Four tefachim. Afilo einu rochav ela amo o chamisha o arba'a tefachim. If it's not wide more than an amo or five tefachim or four tefachim, sarach lechi, it's going to need a lechi, a vertical beam. Abo b'pachos ma'ar abo less than four tefachim. Einu tzarach chuv. It's not going to need anything. Why Rashi needs to be so lengthy in this language to say an amo or five or four tefachim, I do not know. But pasichatzer in nifritzo l'mokom ha'asterlov. It's the wall broke down to a place which makes it also to use the courtyard. You're going to need something left over of the wall on both sides of the break. Man moidim the kamer Rabbi Yirmiya that Rabbi Yirmiya said is Rebbe, which is the Behuda Nasi. Umai hochasa the kamer of Nachman. And what's that statement of the halacha is like that Rav Nachman said? The mashum mechlal the pligi implies that it's somebody who argues apapasi chutzir even by the boards permitting the usage in a courtyard. Mam polygalei rabbanan v'nei machlokos l'shar Rebbe, the ones who are arguing on Rebbe. V'gadela ba'achas esrei, the leka ela shalosha mikan l'shalosha mikan, there's only three tefachim on each side, v'gatani gudela muteris. They said that the big courtyard is muter to carry in. Miyami olam and hayami came up from the sea. Rebbe hi v'savra loka Rebbe Yosi, the Omer who said, Lechi rochav shlosha tefachim wide. You need a vertical beam to be three tefachim wide. Rabbi Yochanan libid rabbanan kamar. Rabbi Yochanan is going according to the opinion of the rabbanan. The pasuk army rabbanan that the board that the rabbanan said is arba tefachim is four tefachim hu. That's what it's supposed to be. Ubishnei ruchos sagi bishnei mashuyan. And if it's on two, and if you're doing vertical beams on both sides of the break, then it's enough with two vertical beams that are only a small size. Lashon yam. Shenichnas l'chatzar havi, the parts of hadayfim below, and it completely broke down the wall. Below it's ruchu elapas echad b'roish ha'kaisel at the end of the top of the kaisel. Umuter l'malos min ha'mayim l'fnim m'mokam ha'mekitzin. You're able to fill up from the water as long as you're inside the wall. Below arminin, we don't say k'mamalim mekarim l'sosh ha'sayachad that you're filling up water, taking out water from a karmelus into a private domain. Shekilu chachamim mayim lemalos mehem aydei tikkun kolshu, to allow you to fill up water, to draw water through a small way of fixing it up and making some sort of hecker or mechitza, each one according to their opinion. Kedavay minei alma, you see yesh lahakel b'mayim, you know something, the leniency that you should have by water. Masha enkin b'mokam acher, which is not true by any other place. L'hochi nakat chorba, therefore we said a chorba, which is a broken house, destroyed house, the darka liel sham mechitzas tulius, because that is common to have walls which are hanging, meaning not reaching the ground. El b'mayim can go in gezutro, like a beam sticking out of the wall, shehila mailam in a yam, which is above the sea, the parakeitz mishtafin, which will be later in this mesechta, in the parakeitz mishtafin. We call mokom the shmul of the shmul kasha, still we have a contradiction in the statements of shmul. Pershua the Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Haidek Amar Pas Echod, that which he said with one board, Haino Arba Tvachim is four tvachim, that's when it's four tvachim wide. The Haidek Amar Shnei Pasim, which is two vertical beams, is Pekitanim Koldahu, is small ones which are only a small amount, size. V'shlosha Mashu Sagi, the Imit Ma'arba, it's gone less than four tvachim, V'sulo Boy Midi, now you don't need anything else to fix it up. The Amar of Achloi Le'el, earlier, the Bachos Ma'arba, Lotzar Achlum, it's less than four tvachim, you don't need to do anything to fix it up to make it better to use. Kates Kan B'chotzer, Chotzer Meruba, it's a square courtyard, O Rochvo Yosem Archo, the width is more than the length, Afokav the Imit Ma'arba, even though it's made the break in the wall less than four tvachim, Lo Sagi B'chotzer, it's still not enough. Mavoi's archul yoser arachul, it's longer than it is wide. Rav Achloi tanaihi lekaimam mafarish. Later we're going to explain if alekam lamekam alod the milso, and you can't figure out who's saying what. Meaning we'll see the Rabbi Kiva. We're not sure which opinion he's like. Hilkach beinu roi v'adayfin. I mean, therefore we're going to need the majority of the wall standing. Shenichas lechatzar derech pirtzas hakoisel. Through the break in the wall, the kshalon difference from Moloyaskin, we're talking about where the wall is not completely knocked down in the maflig, but asurly, since we differentiated between a break of 10 amos or more than 10 amos. Elim Kane, Asum Mechitza, Ligdur, Pirzos, Kaisel, Achatzar, unless you're going to make a fence to start to fence in the break in the wall of the courtyard, until there's only going to be 10 amos wide. Avala Sarah ain't Sarah Klum Shahari is Shir Mikan Mikan, because there's leftover parts of the wall on both sides. Memela Mimlahu Dilo Mimalina Mishum the Metalta Mikamalis or Shusayacha, because you're taking out the water from what's called the Carmelis into the private domain. But to do the Metalta in the high chazah, you're allowed to use and carry in the courtyard itself. The Mual Lavdafka doesn't mean really it's completely broken down. Elokol Yasra Ma'asara Kale Melua, anything which is more than 10 amos of a break is being called being completely broken down. Daf Yud Beis, Omid Beis. The Isle Gedudi, Mashinishim in the Pirza, Begoiva Asar, that which is left from the breakdown in the height of 10, Tvachim, Avalayam Kisel, but the actual flow of the water has covered up the wall. So the wall actually exists, but there is it's being covered now by the water. Hechshiru Belechi, Tiknu Belechi, you fixed it to make it permitted to you to be to carry in with a vertical beam. Hazarik L'Sechem Rishus Harabim from the public domain, Chayiv the Gassar, because they hold Lechi Mishim Mechitza, because the vertical beam is a wall. You've created a wall. Hechshiru Bekari, Hazarik L'Sechem is Potter, the Kari Mishim Heker, because they think that the horizontal beam is not creating a wall, but rather is only creating something that you, now it's recognizable that there's a difference between the public domain and the alleyway. Because server arba mechitzas to your aisa, ben lekula ben lechumra, at this point we are holding that you need four walls in order to make a rishus hayochid to your aisa and make a private domain according to the Torah. Whether you're going for a stringency or a leniency, you're going to need those four walls. Chatzero shorabim shepsuchim batim harbi lechatzer, you have many houses opening up into the courtyard, but oistim b'nei abatim za'alzet, therefore the different owners of the different houses forbade you to carry into the chatzer or back forth without an eriv. You're not able to take out from the houses into the courtyard objects with Alan Eir, because the house is something which is specific to the owner and no one else. Well, the courtyard is not just you, the owner of the house, who has permission to use it, but your friend, the owner of a different house, also has the ability to use it. You're coming out, you're taking out from one domain to another. Rabban and Gazer and the Rabban, therefore the Rabban made a decree, Shaloi, that you shouldn't take out from one private domain to another one. Why? Because we have been making a zera. Perhaps you'll take out from the private domain to the public domain. But in the courtyard itself, it's muta l'tatal, but you can carry all you want. I mean, Masechet Shabbos, as we said, Masechet Shabbos in the parak of Rabbi Elazar, Oimer, in lo heavy kli. So he's over there, staff kuflam and lama beis. She'eno roi lishitof mefulish, meaning it is open, or meaning it's not a dead end alleyway, but it's open in two ends. Lechi mishum mechitza, because sabra shloshim mechitza is deraisa. He's holding that in order to make a private domain, minatayra, midiraisa, that you only need three walls. Hazarik lemavoi alma lechi mishum mechitza, so you see that a vertical beam is making a wall and it's not making a hecker, so because we recognize the difference between the public domain and the alleyway. Because it's not open, it's a dead end alleyway. Even though it doesn't have a vertical beam at the edge, why? Because once you have three walls, you already have rishus hayochid mid yiraisa. You have like a door frame, like you need to have by an open alleyway, meaning that it's not a dead end alleyway. Even though you made the vertical, you put the vertical beam there. Yes, okay. Earlier we were talking about building an upper story on top of two houses. But Perikol Gagos, this is going to be later in the Masechet than the Perikol Gagos. That proves that the vertical beam is coming to make a wall. I feel the Rabbanan Lapoligale and the Rabbanan don't argue on this. Elabrishus Arabim. They only argue Rabbi Yehuda when you're vis-a-vis when it's a public domain. I will be moving with foolish, but if it's an open alleyway, to meaning as two, it's open on both ends, it's not a dead end alleyway, then lo, there's no argument. Shtei mechitzos shel shnei batim of the two houses, levad l'chaim, and without counting the vertical beams that were set up, of l'chaim, the komatzer Rabbi Yehuda, and these vertical beams of Rabbi Yehuda, obligates you to do is shum heker ba'alma, it's just to create it's recognizable the end and beginning of where the main public domain is. And the end of the boundaries of his corresponding houses on opposite sides of the road. You're going to need a board that's 4 tefachim wide, just like you do by a courtyard. Like any other alleyway, umara machada. Each one is saying a different halacha, velo pligi, but they're not arguing with each other. One's dealing with the vertical beam, one's dealing with the horizontal beam.
Kamer lechavonim l'sayin hu bo, that he's coming to help them. I mean, he's not coming to argue, he's bringing a proof. B'vatim l'chatzeros, sh'tei chatzeros, b'suchos l'seichel, there are two courtyards opening into it, d'bayis b'such l'kochatzer, and there's at least one house opening up into each courtyard. Shekein hayu d'yurosehim, l'fnei kol bayis hayochatzer, and that's how they lived. In front of each house was a courtyard. Agula loy, b'tim, it's a question, m'shim d'agula, just because it's round, m'shtayi b'lechi b'ashu, you can tell me you can be permitted to carry in it just with a small, tiny vertical beam. Vilo havi lachotzer ubay passes can need a board. Paimu rubas lavla muute igulo. Also, that which is a square, it's not coming to exclude if it's round. Elo lamuute archa yaser aruch, but it's only coming to exclude if the length is longer than the width. Bekami hey archa yaser the nafkal medin chotzer mushtayi belachim mashu. And how much does it have to be longer than wider in order for it to no longer be called a courtyard? And now mushtayi belachim mashu will be permitted to carry through a tiny vertical beam, tiny meaning not, it doesn't have to be wide, 3 tefachim, 4 tefachim, etc. Ad ika pishnayim, hoyo v'chotzer hayisa, since it was a courtyard, l'nafka medina, it's not going to lose the status of a courtyard, ad ika pishnayim, unless it becomes double the length from the width. Chabibi, Rabbi Chiya, because Rabbi Chiya, that's referring to Rabbi Chiya, his uncle, Shuachi Oviv, the Imo, he was both the brother of his father and the brother of his mother, Shel Rav of Rav. That's explained in the first parak of Sanhedrin.